Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Saturday night, September the 16th, 2017. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, I want you all to know that I did have a special guest set up to bring the word on tonight. In the person of Elder Maurice Butler from Wardorf, Maryland, he was scheduled to bring the word on tonight, but I got word from him on Thursday evening that he was due to have emergency surgery on yesterday, so he will not be on tonight. So I'm going to reschedule him as soon as the Lord heals his body. He's going to be coming forth with the word, but he was scheduled to be my guest on tonight. For those of you that have computers and saw that his name was listed at one point, but I just want you all to know that he had emergency surgery on yesterday, so we're going to lift him up in prayer during the hour of our prayer on tonight. But I'm asking all listeners at this time if you would get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me as I deliver God's word on tonight. I will be bringing the word tonight, so I'm asking you to get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me and see what thus said the Lord on tonight to his people. But as we always do, we always start off with prayer. I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. It's in his name, Heavenly Father, that we come first and foremost to give you glory, honor, and praise because of who you are. You are so worthy to be praised, Heavenly Father. We come in and say thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We're not worthy of it. We don't deserve it, but thank you in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. Forgive me and my entire family, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins and our transgressions in Jesus' name. And I pray and lift up all those that are listening by airways, over the internet, or by way of telephone on tonight, Father, that do not have know your Son, Jesus Christ, and do not have a relationship with your Son, a personal relationship with him. It is our prayer on tonight that something will be said through your word on tonight, and Father, through the songs, that you will be able to touch their hearts. They will be able to surrender and open their mouth and confess that they are sinners, and they would ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts, into their lives, and save them from their sins, and save them because of who you are, because of what Jesus did at the cross. He died for us with his own, paid for our sin debt with his own blood. So as they open their mouth and confess their sins and ask to be saved in his name, we know that it is your desire that no souls be lost. And that's my desire as well on tonight. That sinner men, boys and girls that may be tuned in on tonight all over the world, they will be able to open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know that God's purpose in the earth, that you would be glorified through them, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up Elder Maurice Butler. We pray, Lord, that you will touch and heal his body. Getting on your word, Heavenly Father, that through the blood and through the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is already healed and he already has the victory. And we just claim total victory and total healing for him right now in the name of Jesus. Brother Elder Butler, Maurice Butler of Waldorf, Maryland, we lift him up in prayer on Heavenly Father on tonight. And not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also come listening to all those that are bereaved in the loss of loved ones on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your presence. Let them know that you're near. Because we do know, those that are saved in Jesus' name, we still know, and we stand on your word, Heavenly Father, that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are a healer. I am a personal witness that you are a comforter. So comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones and those that are affected by the different hurricanes all over the United States and all over the world. Heavenly Father, the hurricanes that's going on even now, even those that are affected by the wildfires all over the West Coast, and even those that are being used by the enemy Satan to stir up hate and wrath and envy among your people, Heavenly Father, we lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, and ask that you would touch their hearts, that you would send a word through one of your vessels. They will be able to speak to their hearts and console their spirits, Lord, that they will turn from their evil and wicked ways, and they too will become saved in Jesus' name, and they will too know what it is to love their fellow man, just as you have required of us that we are to love ye one another as you have first loved us. So we know that you're able, Heavenly Father. We pray and lift up our president and all those that are world leaders all over your people, Heavenly Father, all over the land. Touch their hearts and minds, Heavenly Father, those that are not saved. Touch their hearts and minds. Son Jesus Christ, as they open their mouth and confess their sins and ask to be saved in his name, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, so that as they pray, they will be able to be heard by you, so that they will be able to be led by you, Heavenly Father, to do what's right for all people all over the land, for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that right now that you will move by your spirit through the airways, have your way, help me to decrease so that you may increase in me, for I know it's not about me, but it's about you, your Son, Jesus Christ. I just thank you for allowing me to be a vessel to be used by you on tonight to bring your word to your people. And I pray that the word is, I know that it's already blessed. I pray that it be received in love, that you alone will be glorified on tonight. That's our prayer on tonight, that you will be glorified through it all on tonight. In Jesus' name is our prayer. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, again, this is for all of us, including myself, true unconditional love. That's a question for us on tonight. And we've got to more or less be dealing with that in today's Bible lesson. Tonight's spiritual food for thought. What is true love, which is unconditional love? That's a question. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all_James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, once again, I do apologize for my scheduled guest, as I was saying earlier. My scheduled guest was Elder Maurice Butler. He is from Wardorf, Maryland. He was going to come forth on tonight and deliver God's word, but he informed me on Thursday evening that the doctors had called him and he had to go in for emergency surgery on yesterday. So that's why he is not here with us on today delivering God's word. So we're going to keep Elder Maurice Butler in prayer because, like I said in the prayer, God is a healer, and so that he is a man of God. So we know that God does all things well, and we know that there's nothing too hard for God. So we're claiming healing for Elder Butler right now. So as soon as he's able and as soon as he's healed up and he's able to come forth, I will give you all the dates that he has been rescheduled to come on to bring God's word. So I just wanted to apologize on his behalf. Well, again, on tonight, I will be bringing the word on tonight. I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. We're going to be coming. Our message title for today is Today's Christians Need to Display More of Jesus. Again, my word for tonight from the Lord to all listeners, even including myself, the message title for tonight is Today's Christians Need to Display More of Jesus. For those of you that have your Bibles and pens and paper, I do hope you have your pen and Bible ready. My main scripture is going to be coming from the book of Judges. Again, out of the King James Version of the Bible, I'm going to be coming from the book of Judges, if you want to get that ready. Then we're going to be going over to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. So if you want to get that patches of scripture ready as well. So, but after this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to get into God's word on tonight. Again, I will be delivering God's word on tonight, and I want to give a shout out first and foremost to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and also to my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. My church family, I love you, Bishop. I love you, my church family. And so tonight, I am blessed to be able to bring God's word. So that's why the Lord lets us know that we are to be always ready, because we never know when something may occur that we have to stand in the gap for someone. So that I thank God that he gave me this word on tonight. I wasn't due to speak, but I am going to do the best that I can through what God has given me to deliver to his people on tonight. And again, everything that I'm going to be saying to you all through the word on tonight, it also applies to me. I am not exempt. So as we get ready to go into the word, we want to go right into this praise song first and foremost. And we want to just give God some glory because he is truly worthy to be praised for who he is. He is such an awesome God. I thank God that he is not like man. See, man is fickle. We'll tell you, I'm going to do one thing 1 minute, and then the next second we act like we have amnesia, that we forgot we even said we was going to do it. But God is not like that. He never changed. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. He does just exactly what he said he's going to do, even through his word, even through the test of times. God is faithful. He still watches over his word to perform it for his glory in the lives of his children. So aren't you glad that you are a seed of Abraham on tonight? Aren't you glad that you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ? I know I am, and I know that I am not the only one. So we got to get ready to go into this praise song, Total Praise. Then we'll come back and we'll get into God's word on tonight.
I didn't get on them about that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Total praise. Yes, he is worthy. God is worthy of our praise on tonight. Well, again, I do hope and pray that you have your Bibles and pens ready as we get ready to go into God's Word. I am going to be delivering God's Word on tonight. And again, tonight's topic for tonight is today's Christians need to display more of Jesus. And we're going to be starting out in the book of Judges, chapter 21, starting at the 25th verse. Again, we're coming from the King James Version of the Bible. Again, starting at verse number 25 in the chapter 21 of the book of Judges. And it reads as following: In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. So, again, we can see that's going on right now in today's world. That seems to be happening more and more right now. We're seeing it happening. It just like it happened back in those days, it's happening even now. Once again, it says to us in the book of Judges, chapter 21, verse 25, In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Well, tonight we have some questions that we're going to be asking you on tonight. Again, this applies to me as well. The first question is, as a Christian, do you get mad or upset easily? That's a good question. I'm going to ask it once again. As a Christian, do you get mad or upset easy? When or if you feel offended by someone or their actions or their attitudes, we all have been there at one point or some time in our own lives. Yes, it is okay to be mad or even upset. Even at someone, as a friend or a neighbor or a coworker, it's all right to be upset sometime because that's a part of human nature. We do not always agree. But whether they are Christ-like, whether they are family members, whether they are saved, whether they are a church member, whether it's a neighbor or someone on a job, just someone that you come in contact with at the grocery store, what is important is that even when we get mad or upset, we all as Christians, we must remember what God's word tells us, which we will find again in the book of Ephesians. If you have your Bible, please go to the book of Ephesians. We're going to look at what it tells us in chapter 4, the book of Ephesians. And I'm coming again from the King James Version of the Bible. We're going to be looking at chapter 4. We're going to read from verses 26 all the way down to 32. Again, Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 26 all the way down to the last verse, which is 32. And it says to us, Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Verse number 28 says, Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Verse number 31 says, Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And finally, verse 32 says to us, And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Isn't that good news on tonight? That is real good news to my ears on tonight. So in other words, again, it tells us, the Bible tells us, you know, it's all right to be every now and then be angry, but the word is telling us, do not sin out of your anger. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Do not go to bed angry. Why? You and I, neither one of us are guaranteed to wake up tomorrow in order to be able to apologize to the other person. So when someone offends you or when you feel upset or angry with someone, if it's at all possible, you need to talk to the Lord first and ask him how to approach that person that have offended you or made you angry, as to how to come to them in love and speak to them in a way that they won't be even more offended, and so that the enemy won't have a foothold, because that's what he does. He still comes to kill, steal, and destroy friendships. He comes to steal and kill and destroy marriages and relationships, churches and ministries, and even governments. That's what he does. So we know that he is on his job. So as a Christian, if you're trying to be more like Jesus Christ, if you're trying to display more of Jesus Christ today, that's what we need to do. If someone offends us, if at all possible, we need to try at all possible again. We need to try to make amends or correct the corrections, or we need to correct the reason or reasons why we are still mad or upset. Sometimes people don't know that you're mad or upset at them if you don't, you know, let them know. And so, and that's another trick of the enemy. He have people thinking that you're mad at them and you're not even mad at them. And so that's another way that he gets people to get out of relationship with one another, and how to get out of relationship and fellowship with God, because we know that we're supposed to be Christians. We're supposed to be loving one another, no matter even through our faults and our disagreements and disappointments. We're still supposed to be giving God praise and glory and honor. And we're supposed to be still displaying and showing love toward one another. And so that's what the enemy does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy relationships. And that's what he's doing today. So as Christians today, we see more and more churches closing. We see more and more pastors dying way too early. We see that members of the body of Christ are backsliding more and faster than ever before. And when this comes in the form of a question, why is this happening? Why are we seeing more and more Christians today? Why are we seeing more and more Christians backsliding faster than they ever have done before? Why are we seeing more and more church doors closing? Why are we seeing today more and more pastors dying too early? Some Christians say they are Christians, but they're not rebellious, because their attitudes would not allow them to say they're sorry. So, yeah, we see that a lot of these things are happening in the church and the Christian world today, because sometimes we as Christians do not know how to go to someone that have offended us, someone that has made us angry or mad. And so we allow the enemy to fester that in our minds and in our spirits, and that becomes like a poison in our bodies. And that's why so many people become sick, even in the body of Christ, just so sick, and many are dying because they have all of this bitterness built up inside, and they have all of this hate and jealousy and envy and animosity and negative attitudes and rebellious spirits against the will of God and the word of God and God's people. And so a lot of these things come upon us when we have those type of spirits, and the Lord do not get pleasure out of that. So we need to not allow these things to continue. What we need to do as Christians, if we have offended someone, or we feel that someone has offended us, we need to go back to that person, and hopefully, or if that person has offended us, we will hope that they will apologize to us. But have you ever been in a situation that you know that the other party or the other person have done you wrong, but you was the one that had to apologize? Well, if you haven't, I have been there more than once. But there are times that there may be a situation that arises where, even though you may have been right and the other person has wrong and have angered you, even though they was wrong, you got so angry and they was angry, now you're not speaking. But then out of love, out of being more like Jesus Christ, you have to go back to that individual that said something that was not kind to you, and you kind of more or less twist that thing around with the word, with the Lord's help, and kind of clean it up a little bit, and then let the Lord use you, and then you can speak into that person's life that has offended you or angered you, and then you can turn around and say, I forgive you, even though you know that they are the one that should be asking for your forgiveness. But that's how Jesus is. So if we want to be more like Jesus today, because as we remember and we have read in God's word all the different things that Jesus Christ went through. He was humiliated, even though he came to do the will of the Father. He came with a purpose, and that purpose was to die on the cross to pay our sin debt with his own blood, because he was the only one that was able to do it, and he did that. And so even out of all the good that he did, he was humiliated, he was spat upon, he was bruised, he was wounded, he was criticized, and all manner of evil was said against him. And so even while he was going through all of these different things, even though he was wronged by even Christian people that he blessed, and he gave them that sight, and he healed their bodies, and he would raise the dead members from the that would, had died, their children, raise them from the dead. All these different things that Jesus did. And through all of that, look how he was treated. But look what Jesus did. He did not use that against those people. He did not throw it in their face. Well, do you know who I am? I am the Son of God, and I came down with a purpose, and this is how you all treat me. Well, since you're going to treat me this way, this is what I'm going to do to you. But no, that's not how Jesus is. He is our perfect example. He displayed the total opposite of what we most people would have thought that he would have done. He, even though he was mistreated, even though he got angry, he did not sin. Yes, Jesus Christ, he was in the flesh. So there's nothing that we go through that Jesus Christ have not already experienced. So, yes, Jesus Christ, he got mad. He got upset. If you remember the story about how he went into where they was exchanging the money changers, and how they was misusing God's people, and they was using God's temple to sell all kind of products and stuff and merchandise. And Jesus walked in, and he was not pleased because they was cheating the people, and they was doing it all in God's temple. And he got angry. He turned over the tables, and he beat them out of the temple. And so, yes, Jesus Christ, he got mad. He got upset. But he know how to come back with and combat that anger with love. And that's what we are supposed to be doing. But one thing for sure, we cannot do it of our own self, out of our own flesh. That's why we need the aid and the guide of the Holy Spirit. That is why it is so important that we as Christians, that we stay in tune with God, that we stay in personal relationship and fellowship with him, so that when we do pray, that he will hear our prayer, because he is faithful and he is just. And he said that vengeance is mine, I will repay. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. That do not only apply to the bishop, your church pastor, your leader in the church. That applies to any man, woman, boy, or girl, young or old. If you are in the body of Jesus Christ, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you are saved in his name, and you are a doer of God, that means that you are a minister of the gospel. You may be doing it in a different form. You may not be preaching the word from the behind the pulpit in the church, but you have been anointed and appointed by God to fulfill a purpose in this earth for God's glory. So that lets you know that when you become joint heirs with Jesus Christ, we already have total victory. And so that the Bible says, again, touch not my anointed. So when you have accepted Jesus Christ, and you are doing the will of God, and people are trying to backstab you, they're saying all manner of evil against you falsely, and then the Lord said, touch not my anointed, because he lets us know that vengeance is mine, I will repay. So you don't have to try to fight evil with evil. That's what the Bible lets us know, and that's what the enemy wants us to do, is to start fighting one another, and so that the world will see that we're supposed to be Christians. We're supposed to be trying to be more like Christ, but yet we don't agree for whatever reason, and we're fighting one another, and it has gotten so out of control that even some of these churches, if you look at the news around the world, you see all types of different events going on in some churches. The members are upset with the pastor, and they're trying to get the pastor out, and the pastor figured that his name is on the church building, and he founded the church, and he was wrong for saying that, because he didn't find the church. Jesus Christ is the church. He's the chief cornerstone of the church. So we know that's not true. But the people get mad with the pastor. They find out he's cheating and whoremongering with the women and the men of the church, and doing all kind of things against the will of God and the purpose of God, and misleading God's flock and scattering God's flock. And they, so they get tired and fed up, and so they want to put the pastor out. And then the pastor, you hear the pastor that refuses to leave. Next thing you know, they're fighting in the church. Next thing you know, they're calling the police. Then you fool around, you turn around, and then it's all on the news. And see, and then the world, people that are not saved in Jesus' name, they are looking at this. Now, what kind of example is that? If we say that we are the church, we're supposed to be drawing souls to Jesus Christ, but we cannot get along because we are angry and we are upset with somebody because of what something that someone may have said, or something that we heard, or we even thought that someone said, or the way somebody looked at us, then all of a sudden we got a problem. We got an attitude. We got issues with one another. We can't get along. And that's exactly what the enemy does. So again, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he is on his job. But the question tonight is, what are you doing today, Christians? Today's Christians, we need to be displaying more of Jesus Christ today, because the world see too much of the enemy. And that's another problem with today's church. The church is supposed to be conforming the world to the word of God. But for some reason, it's all twisted. The world is dictating to the church, and now the church is following along with what the world is doing. And the Bible lets us know that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So we should not be allowing the world, all the different negative things that are against God and his will and his purpose, that we are allowing these things to happen right in the Lord's house. And God is not pleased with it, and that's why he's going to start with the head. Who is ever the head of the church of that denomination of the church or that ministry that God has placed them over, if God truly called them, if they've been appointed and anointed by God, because some today they called themselves, they went, but they was not sent by God. So that's dangerous. So that's another reason why we find that the church is in turmoil, because the world is confused now, and they don't know who the real church is, because some of the Christians today, they act just as crazy as the people of the world, and they're doing everything that the worldly people do. They're saying and talking and dressing and looking just like the world, but they yet, on the other hand, they say that they are Christians. But there's no display of Jesus anywhere. So how can you say that you love Jesus Christ and you trying to be more like Jesus Christ, but all the world see is the world in you and none of Jesus? So we need to get back on track. We need to get back to our first love. When we first fell in love with Jesus Christ, when we first accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, I remember how excited I was at the age of 8 years old. I was so excited to be working for the Lord, knowing that I was saved in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ had saved me with his own blood. And I'm just excited today, just like I was that many years ago, 51 years ago. I still feel excited knowing that I am saved in Jesus' name, and I have total victory, and that I'm healed in Jesus' name, no matter what my body tells me, no matter what my mind might say, no matter what the world says or what people may say, I know that I'm healed. I have total victory in Jesus' name. And so that's why I try personally myself to let somebody, and that's my prayer, Lord, let somebody see Jesus Christ in me, not me. It's not about me. It's not about you, but it's about Jesus Christ. Are people seeing Jesus in you today? Do you want them to see even more of Jesus in you today? I hope you do, because I know I do. If you have a problem or an issue with another person, again, rather than hold it in, hold it up to God first. And I'm going to say that again. If you have a problem or issue with another person, rather than hold it in and make yourself sick or even unto death, you need to hold it up to God first. Why? God alone, he can fight your battles, and he will fight your battle, and he will fight whatever fire of anger you or I have with the power of his forgiveness and love. Once again, God alone, he can and he will fight whatever fire of anger you or I may have. He will fight it with the power of his of forgiveness and his love. Aren't you glad about that today? And as I watch Christians that have children, as I watch these children, when they get mad, you need to sometimes just sit back and watch your small grandchildren. Watch children in your neighborhood. They start off playing, and then sometimes something may happen. Well, the children may get upset with one another or have a little disagreement or argument, and they might say a few words, and they might be mad at one each other, and they start pouting and saying, you're not my friend anymore. I'm not going to speak to you anymore. But for some reason, before you know it, you look out your window or you just sit back and you look, those same children that had a disagreement or they were about to argue or fight or they was mad at one another for whatever reason, before you know it, they are talking, they're laughing, they're hugging, and they're playing together again like nothing ever happening, never happened. So we need to sometimes take an example from the little children. As a friend, a parent, a sibling, these little children, when they get mad, they don't hold anger long. Before you know it, again, they are getting along with everyone as if nothing ever happened. So, again, we can take a lesson from the children. Even as Christians, as adults, today, we all can learn a lesson in forgiving one another in true love from children, as well as Christ himself, our perfect example. If you have your Bibles and look in the book of Philippians, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, and this is a familiar verse. I'm sure that a lot of the listeners may know this very well. And again, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, in the King James Version of the Bible, it lets us know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, even we can forgive. I'm paraphrasing there. That part is not there in the Bible, but it do tell us in a lot of different ways that through love, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can even forgive those that have angered us or made us mad for some reason. We want to get rid of that resentment. We want to get rid of that anger and that envy and jealousy and hate. We need to learn how to forgive. We need to get back into being more like Jesus Christ, because we're living in the last and evil days. And if you don't know, and if you haven't been paying attention to what's going on around in the world, Jesus Christ, the Lord himself, is sending different signs and signals through the different hurricanes and through the fires, and even through our different presidents of different countries, how they are not getting along, and how the different cabinets and members of the Democratic parties and the Republican parties, even in the White House, how they're not getting along, and all kind of confusion is going on everywhere you look. But don't be dismayed. So, again, we should not be upset, because the Word of God told us these things were going to happen as well. So, again, we know that God is not. So that goes back to the lesson. We need to be displaying more of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ, he demonstrated love. And it goes back to the scripture, food for thought. What is true unconditional love? Jesus Christ is our perfect example of what true unconditional love is. If you look at God, if you look at Jesus Christ, if you look at the Holy Spirit, they're all one, the Trinity. All singles and balls and wrapped up and tied up around the word love. Sometimes we must even forgive those who hurt us. Again, I am a witness, and this is something that I feel in my spirit that I am not the only one to deal with this. And it's so important that we do. And sometimes it hurts, and sometimes I wonder why. Why do I need to forgive the person that hurt me? But again, that's what Jesus Christ did. He forgave those people that mistreated him, even though he blessed them and healed them and did everything that he could in his power to be a vessel that they can be healed and strengthened and they can be put back on their feet and led in the right direction. And out of all that he did for them, they turned around and did what they did to him. So we are not exempt. The Lord lets us know, even the disciples told us, but the things that you have seen them do to Jesus and the things you have seen them do to us as God's followers and his disciples, we're not exempt. Don't think those things are not going to happen to you. So that was then, this is now. So things are still happening just like the Lord said it would in his word. Yeah, sometimes we must forgive those who hurt us, even though they were the one who hurt us, and we have to forgive them. We have to forgive them. If we're going to be more like Jesus and display more of Jesus, we have to forgive. Look at Jesus again and how he was, how he dealt with the different situations, and how he was dealing with the different situations of evil men, at the hands of evil men. Again, even though he came in love, and he represents love then, and he still represents love today. He too was misunderstood, mistreated. He was, again, lied on, but he always reacted in love. So, again, Jesus Christ is our perfect example. Yes, it is so sad to say, but it's very true. And if you are a Christian on today and you see what's going on in the Christian world today, we literally can't tell the difference between some of us who say we are Christians and the world. Once again, it is very sad to say, but it is very true. We literally cannot tell the difference between some of us who say we are Christians and the world when it comes to forgiving and displaying love. Because some Christians have such nasty attitudes, and they don't know how to speak to not only the people of the world, but they don't even know how to speak to their own sisters and brothers in Christ. And the world is watching this, and the world is taking all notes of this. And not only is the world taking notes of this, God is taking notes of it as well. God's words, he lets us know that love conquers all. And again, God's word tells us, and he lets us know, love covers and conquers all. Love covers a multitude of sin. We become scatterers of God's flock, and we become liabilities to God and his kingdom when we do not display more of Jesus in our lives. And it should be a daily lifestyle every day, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday, or when you're around other saints. It should be every day. You should be trying to display more and more of Jesus each and every day. That is what God's desire is for us, that we become more and more like his son, Jesus Christ, each and every day. As Christians, our willingness to seek reconciliation with others show God's heart to them as we display more of Jesus in us. Again, as Christians today, our willingness, we be willing to seek reconciliation with those. We must go out of our way sometimes to be reconciled with those, even though they have hurt us. If we want to be more like God, if we want to be more like Jesus, they see the heart of God in us as we display more of Jesus Christ in us. When we can learn how to display more of Jesus Christ and be more examples of Jesus Christ in the earth and in the world today, where the world is still spiritually blind. We have so many people that are confused by the word, and they are confused because they are spiritually blind, and because that's what the enemy does. He wants to keep them right there where they are, spiritually blind, so they will not come to know the truth. They will not come to know their God purpose. They will not know the will of God for their lives. So that's what he does. He wants to keep those that are not saved in Jesus' name spiritually blind, so that in the end, when the day of judgment comes, if you have not confessed Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then he knows that he have you, and he knows that you're going to spend eternity right along with him in the lake of fire. And so that's what his aim and his goal is. But as Christians today, we are to be displaying more of Jesus Christ. So that is our lesson for today. And I do pray that someone has been inspired by the word, or someone has been encouraged or uplifted by the word on today. It was not a long message, but I hope it reached, got to the point that someone was blessed by the word and that God was glorified through the word on tonight. So that is our word for tonight. Today's Christians need to display more of Jesus Christ. And our spiritual food for thought once again came to us saying, what is true unconditional love? So that's our word on tonight from the Lord for the people of God. So I do pray that you was blessed by the word. And as we get ready to close out kind of early on tonight, it is our prayer that this ministry blesses those that tunes in faithfully. I do thank you, and I appreciate each one of you. I do not take you lightly or for granted. I thank you for tuning in, because you do not have to. You could be doing other things, but I thank you for tuning in and receiving a word from the Lord, not only from myself when he give me a word, but he uses many men and women around the country that come forth over this platform to deliver his word. So I thank God for each one of them, because I would not be where I am without the men and women of God who comes in and share God's word with his people. So I thank God for those that are faithfully sharing God's word, and I thank God for each one of you, the faithful listeners. And again, I pray that you would continue to spread the word, pass the news on, that we are on every Thursday night and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. What a joy it is to be able to come forth knowing that we're sharing the word of God to God's people, and it's our prayer and our most heartfelt prayer that through this broadcast, that should there be anyone listening that are not saved in Jesus' name, it is our prayer that they will be saved in Jesus' name after hearing the word, and that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. Because again, it is not God's desire, it is not my desire, it is not the desires of the men and women that come forth with God's word over this platform. It is not our desire that any souls be lost. But we know that there is a reason why God allowed hell to be made, because he knew that everyone was not going to accept his son Jesus. But I thank God that I had come to a point in my life, and I know that I am not the only one. I know that I have faithful listeners who are so grateful to God that even at a young age or whatever age that you have accepted Jesus Christ, that you are so glad that you made the right choice. You cannot go wrong. Know that you have Jesus in your life, and you know that you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus still works, and it would never lose its power. But the problem today is, and it goes back to today's Christians need to display more of Jesus, and the question came up, what is happening to the church? The church has lost its power. Or you know what? Yes, some churches have lost their power. But one thing I know about Jesus Christ has never lost his power, and he never will. Yes, some of today's churches, they are losing their power. They are not using the power and the authority that they have in Jesus Christ, because they're so caught up in the world and trying to be pleasing to the world, because the world have itching ears. And so for those that are scattering God's flock, be warned on tonight. God is not pleased with you if you are scattering his flock. If you are not displaying more of Jesus Christ, you're saying one thing, but you're living another. Don't you know that God still sits high and he looks low? And that you too, just like myself, we are one day going to stand before God and give an account for every deed done in our body. So you may think you're beginning away, but you're not getting by. You may get away for a little while. That's what my mother used to tell us growing up when we did things that we knew that we were not supposed to do, and she would catch us. She said, you may get away, but you may get by, but you're not getting away, because sooner or later it's going to catch up with you. And that's exactly what that's happening now. We see that in the church world now. That's why the world is so confused today. And God is not pleased with this. And neither am I. And if you love Jesus Christ, and if you are a faithful doer of God's word without hidden motives or agendas, what you see going on in the world today, even with some of our churches, you should not be satisfied. You should not be at peace or at rest until we get back into the place where we are supposed to be as sisters and brothers, as a corporate body of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are compelled by the word of God to go out into the hedges and the highways to preach the word of God, to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, to draw men, women, boys, and girls to Jesus Christ so they can be saved in his name. But we have fallen so far away from that. And so many churches today, they figure and they feel, and so many Christians, and it's so sad to say this, but we must tell the truth, because God knows it's true. Nothing is going to change. It's only going to get worse in the church world until we all come back to our first love and realize what we are supposed to be really doing for the Lord and not for ourselves, to trying to be men pleasers. If we come out of that frame of mind, and if we come out of that frame of mind of trying to be like the world instead of what the word of God tells us, he says we are in the world, but we are not to be of the world. But we have got it twisted today, saints, and it needs to be unraveled, and they need to be untwisted. But God can fix this. God can change it. When the men and women of God, when their hearts turn back to God, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, but humble themselves and pray, turn from the evil ways and evil and wicked ways, seek my face, he said, then will I hear from heaven. He will forgive our sins and he will heal the land. And so that's where we are right now. We, as the body of Christ, the word of God tells us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, that's what we need to be, back on our knees praying before a holy God, because we have allowed, and I'm not applying this to every Christian. This applies to those that you know that you're not doing what you have been called to do by God. And you know that you're not displaying more of Jesus and that you should and that you could be displaying. You know that you have hidden motives and agendas, just like God knows what your hidden motives and agendas are. And that's why you are so wrapped up and tied up in the world. You cannot stand on God's word. You cannot preach about sin. You cannot talk about the things that God talks about because you're so full of yourselves and you're so afraid of what the people are going to say. If you preach about sin and you are so trying to satisfy the people because they have itching ears, God told us these things was going to happen, and that's exactly where we are right now. So that's why the church is all messed up right now. But this can be changed. It can be rectified. If we are true Christians today, and if we are truly trying to display more of Jesus, then the world will see more of Jesus in us, and that's when the change will come, when the world see that the true church of today is trying to be more like Jesus and doing what God has called us to do instead of trying to be more like the world. Then we will see that more souls will be saved, and that's what it's all about, souls being saved. And we cannot save souls when we're caught up in the world trying to be more like the world. We're confusing the people of the world because they cannot tell us apart from the world, and we say that we're Christians. So tonight's lesson, I pray again, has been a blessing to you, the listeners. Again, tonight's message, today's Christians need to display more of Jesus. Again, I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and I do too. Well, until the next time, we're going to go out, and we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. And I'm asking our listeners if you will pray with me. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come thanking you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight. Heavenly Father, we know that your word is true. You cannot fail. You cannot change. You cannot lie. Everything that you told us, Heavenly Father, that we talked about in tonight's lesson is already coming to pass. We see it. We see it with our own eyes. And it's not just the things that happened in the Old Testament days. We see things that's happening even now, just like you said they would happen. So we, Heavenly Father, ask you to help us to get back on course, to come back to you, our first love, just like we did when we first fell in love with Jesus and we became saved in his name. Help us individually and then as a corporate body of believers of all denominations who are saved in Jesus' name, not only in the United States of America, but around the world. Continue to touch us. Continue to lead us and guide us in your word. Help us to be more doers of your word and not hearers only. Help us, Lord, to be of those that display more of Jesus Christ with holy boldness, who are not afraid to stand up for what's right and to love what you love and to hate what you hate, and you hate sin. And so we want you to, Heavenly Father, to help us because we cannot do it of ourselves. We need your help. So we know that you are a faithful doer, a hearer of your word, and you touch us and you answer our prayers when we come to you out of a desire, with a heart of a desire. You know if we are for real or not. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. I just thank you that you search the heart. You're not like man. Man sees only the outside appearance, but you search the heart. And so that's what it's all about on tonight. Search our hearts, Heavenly Father, so that we can be led and guided by you, so that our steps can be ordered by you, so that we can display more of Jesus in our lives each and every day, so that we can be the example that someone needs to see, that they would be able to open their mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved in his name, and that they too would come to know their God purpose because of you using us as your vessels and as your ambassadors and your servants in the earth today, that you would be glorified through us is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just pray, Lord, you continue to have your way. Move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, on tomorrow. Every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name is our prayer right now, that you would touch each vessel, that they would stand on your word, declare your word to the saving of many souls, Heavenly Father, is our prayer, that you'd be glorified through it all in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, once again, we come lifting up our brother Elder Maurice Butler out of Maryland. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to touch and strengthen and heal his body, Heavenly Father, that he would be able to continue to fulfill his God purpose in the earth is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we just love you tonight, Heavenly Father. You're worthy to be praised. There is none like you in all the earth. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because you are truly worthy to be praised is our prayer. We just ask it all in Jesus' name. All the people of God that touch and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, again, know that God loves you. I love you even more. No, I can't say that. God loved you even more than I could ever love you. But do know that I do love you. But again, God loves you even more. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. And I do pray that you will tune back in on next Thursday night as we come forth with another word from the Lord. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Thank you.
You came.